at townhall.com.
Shava Furniture Store is open on the South Side, and furniture buying was never so easy. Shava Furniture Store, 3917 South Side Boulevard, is open 7 days a week with up to 50% off furniture for every room in the house. Don't pay double. Shop Shava for living room, dining room, and bedroom furniture. Shava Furniture Store will even deliver and take away your old furniture. Same day delivery available. Shava Furniture Store with grand opening prices. 3917 South Side Boulevard, phone 904-379-3799.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
And that crash in St. Johns County is still being worked. That's over there at I-95 North, blocking the right shoulder at mile marker 325. Going to be mostly sunny today. A little bit of rain in the offing, but 20% chance or so. Highs 91. Overnight low 77 for tomorrow. Cloudy, 50% chance of shower. Is going to get up to 90 with a low of 75. It's 81, AM 600, WBOB.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope,
this is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. For those of you who are new to the Lil McDermott Radio Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways, and it is to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening friend, will feel empowered to live the life of your dreams, as well as embrace a new truth. And for those of you who have any questions today, today we're going to focus on the law with Lily's Legal Dream Team. It is something that I've been wanting to do for a long time, and it's here for you. But it's also here for you when there is no show. I want you to write this number down. I want you to write down 904-615-8950. That's 904-615-8950. Because we don't think of times when we're in trouble with the law, we think, oh my God, we are in trouble with the law. Something major has to happen. But what if these tiny little things that we don't think about, like a traffic ticket, whether it's criminal or anything to that effect? Okay, so let me get that. Here we go. When we're in criminal, whether it's a ticket or a speeding violation, a DUI, there's so many other ways that we could be in trouble with the law that we don't even know, or we don't even think of as trouble in the law. Part of the conversation for Lily's Legal Dream Team is to have someone that we can trust in those moments ahead of time, not when you're in the desperate need of it, but when you're ahead of time. We have Kate Messick, attorney in Jacksonville. She's a criminal defense attorney in Jacksonville. And for those of you who would have any questions, maybe you've had a speeding ticket, maybe it's a criminal or a civil offense. It could be big or small. Maybe you've had a lot of tickets and you just don't even want to look at them. What is it with you that you can resonate? What's resonating with you as I make these examples? Well, today, Kate Messick is on the air with Lillian McDermott, Lil McDermott Radio Show. And if you have a question for today, you can call 407-373-5950. 5959. That's 407-373-5959. If you have any questions, you can call me or text me your questions at this time. Any question that you might have for today with criminal defense attorney Kate Messick. And you can also find her at messicklaw.com. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Kate Messick is here to do just that. Welcome to the Lynn McDermott Radio Show, Kate.
Hi. Great to be here.
It's always nice to have you on because we don't think of criminal defense as a traffic ticket. So share a little bit about your background and why did you gravitate to criminal defense as an attorney?
Sure. Again, thanks for having me on. I was a prosecutor right out of law school, so got a firsthand, I guess, knowledge of what it's like to be on the other side. I now do traffic tickets from speeding to DUI to very serious criminal offenses like leaving the scene of an accident with bodily injury. And a lot of times people don't realize that their license is at stake whenever they get a traffic ticket. They forget about it, they dismiss it, or they pick their own option. And there are several options that you can choose from.
Yes. And so many of us, like I was sharing with you, this happened a while ago. My GPS said I was going within the speed limit, but there was a change. And I didn't realize that there was a change. In a situation like that, I had some options that the police officer gave me, and I decided just to pay the ticket. In a situation like that, where my GPS is saying one thing, I think I'm obeying the law. I mean, would it be prudent for me to come to you? Would it make sense for me to come to you in a situation like that and say, listen, should I do this myself? Or are there things that where I really actually need an attorney?
Well, people call me every day with the exact scenario like yours. What should I do with my ticket?
Yeah.
And again, once you paid it, you automatically pled guilty to that traffic ticket. So you automatically got points.
Yeah.
I certainly think you either do traffic school.
I did.
Or, yeah. Well, that way you withheld points. That's different from just paying the ticket.
Yeah.
And I do the same thing, but I go to a hearing for people so they can avoid traffic school.
Yes. And
still
so
have no points.
You know, I think that there's this myth about, okay, going to an attorney that somehow that's going to be not worth our time because now we have to pay some money. But the reality is, how much more are we saving when it comes to the headache, the hassle, the future of when we want a job and all of a sudden we have a record that we don't even know about. And so this is what we're going to be talking about today. This is everyday life, my dear friends. Everyday life. We all have to face the situation where we may not like it, but now we have a person we can trust in Jacksonville when we need a friend, when we need an attorney. And we're going to continue our conversation worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
The Lynn McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us, they pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org
to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you.
When you or a family member is in trouble with the law, it affects the entire family. At times like these, we need an advocate that will listen and guide us. Let me introduce you to Jacksonville criminal defense attorney, Kate Messick. Big or small, your case is her priority, and she will treat you like family. To learn more, call 904-619-2510. That's 904-619-2510 or M-E-S-I-C. Law.com. Office, Jacksonville.
When you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. Today's teacher is Kate Messick of Messick Law. And for those of you, she's a Jacksonville attorney waiting for you. If you have any questions, you can call 904-615-8950. That's her office. She's available on Monday. But today we have her here, and you can call me at 407-373-5959 if you have any questions. We can address them on the air live today. So Kate, thank you so much for taking the time. It's a Saturday morning and you are just so gracious to be here. Let's talk about these tickets and the differences between these tickets, because there's civil offense and then there's the criminal offense. Let's talk about each one and what they mean.
Well, let me give you some examples of maybe the easiest.
Great.
The garden variety traffic ticket that's civil is something like a speeding ticket or failure to maintain a single lane. When somebody gets into an accident, they usually end up with a careless driving ticket. Those are all civil. They don't carry any criminal penalties. It's a monetary fine. But they do become very important and serious for folks whose driver license are affected, like the CDL drivers.
Okay.
On the criminal side, we're talking about reckless driving, leaving the scene of an accident. Even a DUI can be charged by a traffic citation. But when people really get in trouble is when they get a driving on license suspended ticket and they don't realize it's criminal. And then what happens is they don't schedule a court date and then a judge issues a warrant for their arrest. I get that call at least once a week from someone.
Wow. So it's that common. Because once you get there, now, if you don't know that you don't have that there's a unpaid, maybe parking ticket or anything to that effect, could you lose your license at that point?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many,
go ahead.
How does that look? I mean, how many tickets of parking tickets would I have to ignore in order for a judge to say, that's it, I'm going to suspend her license?
I don't think it even gets to a judge, Lily. And to be perfectly honest with you, I don't know about a parking ticket. I think one parking ticket will probably do it.
Really?
When it comes to, you know, a speeding ticket or just, you know, any ticket you got that's civil and you ignore it. So every county has different deadlines. For example, in Duval County, we have only 30 days to pick your options. Where in the surrounding counties, it may be 90 days. So somebody goes past the 30 days, then it's the clerk's office who will issue the D6 basically notice, and then the DMV in Tallahassee will issue the suspension notice.
And if you're driving, without a license, or your license is suspended at that point, if you are unaware of it, do they have more mercy on you as if you're habitual?
Well, they're really two different types. So if you really don't know, and assuming at the stop the officer truly believes you, they will issue a driving on license suspended unknowingly. And that still is a civil ticket.
Okay.
But if you've gotten one before, or it's very clear you knew about it and you're still driving, then it becomes a criminal DWLSR and it's a second degree misdemeanor.
What did you just say?
Driving on license suspended or revoked.
Okay. I'm going, oh my goodness. Let me get that one again. I didn't know if that was because, you know, we talk about the different, you know, credentials for driving. People, what about pilots? You know, people who are flying big old airplanes, if they get a speeding ticket, does that make a difference?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know. I've never had a pilot who asked me a question. Different license.
This is what I was told about pilots. If they get sick, or if they have to have any medication, that gets reported too, and they could be grounded. So many of the pilots don't even go to the doctor because that's kind of scary, isn't it?
It is.
Because they don't want to get suspended. I mean, if they have any medication of some sort. So that's kind of weird the way that happens. And if you are a pilot and you're listening to me, if that's misinformation, please correct me, because this is what I was told by a pilot. So, but anyway, or maybe I misunderstood. Okay, so we're driving and we get stopped for whatever reason. I'll give you an example. Someone was driving and their light was off in their tail light. It was the front light. It was off. And that ticket was it's called a fix-it ticket. And they just kept ignoring it and ignoring it. And they didn't pay the fine. You know, the fine, if he would have just shown up and said, I fixed the light, then that would have been it. But not only did they ignore it, they didn't pay the fine. And they were stopped again. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have a license. Their license was suspended. In a situation like that, someone now has a civil ticket, but it ended up costing that person close to $800 to get out of everything. What is the process that people go through if they were to, if they were to pay this thing right off, or now that they're in trouble, they come to you or they don't come to you? What is the difference of that? How do you help somebody that is in need like that?
So usually the way it works, somebody picks up the phone and calls me and says, hey, my license is suspended. I've got to get it back. I run a driver license check, or I look in the public records to figure out what tickets they have. And then we try to figure out, did you just not pay the ticket? Did you not show up to court when you scheduled the court date? Did you sign up for traffic school and didn't do it? Or did you have a red light camera ticket that's been hanging out there from some county in South Florida and you forgot about it? Now, those tickets don't carry any points anyway. So when people call me, I always tell them, it's not worth your money to hire me. Just pay the thing and be done with it.
Yes.
So, but what you're talking about, it probably got really expensive if someone didn't pay the ticket. It went into collections, and then you end up paying three times the amount, and you now have to deal with the points.
Now, when it goes into collection, can you help anybody at that point?
The way that it works in Jacksonville and Northeast Florida, the clerk's office, once they send it into collections, you have to pay it through collections, or I can't even schedule a court date. So a lot of times when people have a lot of them, they pay them off. Then I go back and I reopen the cases to try and get the points off.
And what about all the other stuff, the collection, all that? You were focusing on points right now.
Right. I can't do anything about it.
Okay. Nope. But those points, let's talk about those points. Do they escalate as you ignore the ticket, or are they the same points?
No, they don't escalate. Really what happens is for a specific ticket under a statute, there's an assigned number of points. But let me back up. The points are assessed when you pay the actual ticket. So for example, you have a 2013 ticket that you ignored, your license gets suspended, you pay it in 2016, that's when the points get assessed on the license. And this is when you pay it, that's when it happens. So this becomes a real issue for folks who have multiple driving on license suspended or revoked, because they will have, 2011, 2013, 2018. And then they call me and say, that's not within 5 years. And I'm like, when did you pay it? Last week. Oh, okay. So the 11, the 13, and the 18 now counted all for 2018. And now they've become a habitual traffic offender.
Okay. So now as a habitual traffic offender, we don't even know. We're ignoring this. Why do people, in your experience, why do people ignore paying a ticket? Did they forget or what?
They forget. They have financial issues. They have priorities, pay other bills a lot of times. Or, sometimes I have young drivers who just simply forget. They don't care.
They want to call their parents.
Right. Or their folks, like with the red light camera tickets, a lot of times they forget to change their driver license address. And it gets sent somewhere else. So there was this ticket that's hanging out there for months. And now they're past the deadline.
My goodness. I mean, anything could happen. I'm so grateful that you know the ways. So basically, how do you get their points off? If, okay, before we answer that, financial issues seems to be like an ongoing, I don't have the money, so therefore I'm going to pay it and not going to pay it, and I'm just going to ignore it. If somebody has financial issues, can they contact the clerk and say, can we come up with a negotiation? Can we negotiate the money that I owe you and pay you little by little? What would happen if somebody were to do that?
I'm pretty sure the clerk's office accepts a payment plan, but you have to physically go and establish it. I mean, this happens a lot in criminal cases when people can just come up, you know, with several hundred dollars to pay the court costs. So they establish a payment plan and they pay it off. Pretty sure they could do that with a civil traffic ticket as well. It's the issue of ignoring it past the deadline that really gets people in trouble.
Now, when you're looking for a job, and can they check that? Will that show up as part of your past if you have all these civil tickets and your habitual, you know, traffic offender?
I think it depends on the job. Like I said, for CDL drivers or for anybody who has to have a valid license, like folks who even sell at a car dealership, their MVR gets pulled all the time, you know, probably once a year. So a lot of people will call me and say, hey, Kate, mine is coming up in April. Can this get cleared up in 2 months?
And how quickly can you clear it up? And what are the costs involved for that?
It just depends on the ticket. You know, if those are civil tickets and we need to reopen them, there is a court cost of $25 to reopen. And then my fee just depends on what the ticket is and how complicated the process is going to be.
Okay.
But it just depends on what they need done. First, we got to figure out what's the root of the suspension and then attack that.
Okay. And so as a parent, how can we find out if our children have tickets, or should we even do a research like that?
Well, I guess it depends on the parent. Everything appears on the driving record. So if you can get a driving record from the DMV, or there's a website, DMV has an official website. If you Google Florida DL check, it comes up and you can just put anybody's driver license number that has a Florida license and it'll give you if the license is valid or not, or if they're outstanding tickets.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's really good tip. Now, for those of you who have any questions for Kate, she's a Jacksonville criminal defense attorney, Kate Messick of Messick Law. The number is 904-615-8950 if you want to get a hold of her during the week. Today, though, if you have any questions about different tickets, you can call me at 407-373-5959, or you can text me your question at the same number, 407-373-5959. Today, we're talking about traffic violations, civil, criminal, habitual DUI. So the DUI, that's a biggie for many people. And we're gonna talk about that later. But for now, how many tickets should somebody or would somebody have in order for it to be considered habitual?
So, and that's what I wanted to address separately, because HTO is just a whole another ball game. So remember how we were talking about driving on license suspended or revoked?
Yes.
If you get three of those within 5 years, you become a habitual traffic offender. And again, remember, there's a combination of ways that can happen. You have the unknowingly and the knowingly. So if you can avoid points on the unknowingly ones, then they won't count.
Okay. So why don't we... But what we'll do is let's revisit this question again, because this is so important for us to grasp that we are not only in control of our life, but when it comes to being responsible for the other side of us, where it's the tickets or whatever it is, we need to know what that is. And we need to know how we can fix it with Kate Messick of Messick Law. We're going to continue our conversation worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. Yeah, this habitual.
Right here waiting for you. Ooh.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The public now knows the names of the 17 people who died when a tourist boat sank on a Branson, Missouri lake this week. More than half of those killed were members of the same Indiana family. The Stone County Sheriff's Office says five of the dead were from Missouri, two were from Arkansas, and one was from the state of Illinois. Hundreds of people attended a pair of vigils last night. One took place at a church building, the other in the parking lot of the firm that operated the amphibious boat that sank. The NTSB says it's looking into why one so-called duck boat made it back to shore during the same weather system that caused the other to capsize and sink. There's new evidence that democratic socialism is really catching on among the Democratic Party. The movement until recently had operated largely on the fringes, but as President Trump's successful presidency stretches now into its second year, the Democratic Socialists of America says it's boasting tens of thousands of new members. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Does rainy weather make you nervous? Alliant Roofing says that it's time to think about a new roof. Get repairs done or ask about a roof tune-up. Once water seeps into the roof, you have a great chance of costly repairs and mold leading to health issues. Mason Fleming and Alliant Roofing has over 30 years of experience specializing in commercial and residential type roof systems. Call for a free estimate at 237-4700 or 721-7663. Alliant Roofing, Florida State Certified Roofing License CCC 132-8560. Florida State Certified Builder's License CBC 125-7928.
You're invited to join us today at Queens Harbor Country Club for a community-wide open house from noon until 3. Nearly every home available for purchase will be open to the public. Golf course homes, pool homes, and deep water homes. Hey there, I'm Jerry Landrum with the Legends of Real Estate. My golf course property on Queens Harbor Boulevard is just one of the 25 properties that you'll be able to tour. Tell security that you're there for the open house and receive one of our handouts. We can't wait to meet you.
WBOB tackles the issues.
The anti-war movement in Vietnam, the civil rights movement, in the 60s and early 70s, both of those were much more civil in tone. Even the anti-war movement was more civil in tone, but certainly the civil rights movement among the people who were protesting.
Every day.
Oh, Supreme Court, big ruling in favor of the faith-based pregnancy centers in California. Woo!
WBOB. Your 2018 election authority. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB. Your 2018 election authority.
And there's some traffic congestion at 295 North right before Bay Meadows. That traffic is backed up into the ramp from State Road 9B. Also, there's an object in the road. It's 295 South at the Bay Meadows exit, exit 56. A little bit of rain today, but mostly sunny skies and a high of 91 overnight low. Of 77 degrees, currently 83 right here at AM 600 WBOB.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I want to let you guys know that this show is not just on Saturdays on WBOB. It's also, we have Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. in Jacksonville, at 12 o'clock in Brevard County, from Daytona all the way to West Palm. And then we also have 5 o'clock. So the show gets rebroadcast, and we also have live shows every day except Sundays. So I hope that you join us. You know, Kate is part of the Lillian McDermott Radio Show team. She's part of the Legal Dream team. And I'm so grateful that we get to have these conversations on the air. I'm stunned every time that Kate's on the show because there's so many things we neglect. And yeah, you may neglect yourself, but, and that has a consequence. But when you neglect the law and when you think, okay, I forgot about it. Did you really forget? Or I didn't know. Did you really not know? There's so many things that happen in our lives that we do these things to ourselves. And it's good to know that there's someone that can hold our hand through the process. And that's Kate Messick of Messick Law. And that's 904-615-8950. You can find her on the internet as well at messicklaw.com. And so this is what we talk about on the show, is taking responsibility for our lives. And it's so important that we always find that support to guide us along. That's what whenyouneedafriend.com is for. I want to make sure that you go there and subscribe, become a subscriber. And when you do that, you'll get your show sent right to your phone and tablet. You'll also get some gifts. And one of the gifts that you get that plays a role here is, you know, the 90-day challenge to self-love. This is all about loving yourself and giving yourself the gift of this freedom that you experience when you actually go to an attorney to help you. And that's why Lily's legal dream team was created, because when you're going through it, that's not the time to start looking for an attorney. It's nice to know that you have someone that you can call maybe before anything, just in case. Call Kate, just say, let her know, thank her for being part of the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. And her number is 904-615-8950. If it weren't for my sponsors, this show would not happen. So I want to encourage you, when you go to whenyouneedafriend.com, click on Lily's sponsors or the sponsors for the show and check out every single one of them that is supporting the show. Make sure that you support them the way they are supporting the show and making a difference as well. I want to encourage you to not just like or become a subscriber, but like me on my social media, subscribe on our YouTube channel. The show will be on YouTube afterwards, because the information that you get is invaluable. And so just make sure you do that. You can listen on podcast on demand at iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, and we're now on Spotify. And so for those of you who want to visit Kate and see her office, she has a beautiful office at 6550 St. Augustine Road. She's in suite 305 in Jacksonville. Her number again is 904-619-2510. Now, Kate, if somebody goes through this and it's after hours or it's a Saturday, how do they get a hold of an attorney? Or is that something that you just have to wait till Monday?
My phones are forwarded to my cell phone.
Okay. I saw that. I didn't want to give it away, but okay. So good. Thank you so much, Kate, for everything that you do. Now, before we went on the break, we started talking about habitual traffic violators. So let's talk about that. What is that? What does it consist of? And let's just focus on that, because many of us can fall under this category as well.
Well, a statute in Florida provides several ways you can become HTO, but I want to talk about the most common one, because that's the one I see most of the time.
Okay.
And that one has to do with getting 3 driving on license suspended or revoked tickets within 5 years. Those tickets can be both civil or criminal. So for example, you and I on break also were talking about, you get a ticket, you just pay it. Well, if you just pay the driving on license suspended or revoked unknowingly, that counts as you won. Mm-hmm. And then you just need 2 more within 5 years and you become an HTO. Again, the example I was giving you, I don't know if it was on break or on the air, but I'll repeat it. Both for HTO and for points purposes, it counts when you pay it.
Wow.
So very frequently, I have folks who've gotten these tickets over a span of 10 years. They've been outstanding, and then they pay them all at one time, and they suddenly become a habitual traffic offender.
In one clean swoop.
One clean swoop. They pay the tickets, and they're going, I'm finally free. I have the money. I'm going to get a driver's license, and boom, their license is suspended for 5 years. So an HTO suspension is a 5-year suspension. if you drive on it, it's a felony. You're committing a felony if you drive on it. And I've handled a lot of those cases. We try to bump them down to a misdemeanor. And then if you choose not to try and do an HTO suspension or you can't do it, then within 1 year, you qualify for a hardship license through the DMV.
And that means?
That means you, if you haven't driven and there are no other tickets, the DMV will consider you for a business purposes only license that has to do with driving for work, school, church, or medical. Those four purposes.
And that's 1 year after you have your license suspended?
As an HTO, correct.
Okay, before we continue on with that, I have a specific question.
Sure.
Let's say we do have a ticket in 2011, 2013, we have another ticket, but we didn't pay them. And then now we have another ticket. If I were to go to you and say, okay, I know that you're not giving advice to anybody. Could I have avoided this by going to you beforehand so that the tickets were paid, you know, at different times or work so that it works on my behalf, on my benefit, so that it doesn't show up in 1 year? Is there anything you can do about that?
Well, certainly. And again, remember, I think we need to back up and explain the options. You get that ticket, you look at it, it gives you the fine. Don't just pay it. If you qualify for a traffic school, you can do that. That's usually the cheapest option. CDL drivers don't qualify. Out-of-state license holders don't qualify. So then a lot of people then call me and say, hey, can you get points withheld? I take care of it. Then they pay the fine. No issues arise. When people come and the tickets are really old, those tickets are already in collections. The clerk's office will not allow me to do anything until the actual person goes and pays them through collections. Then I can reopen.
Should we pay one at a time every year? I mean, so that we don't have a habitual license. I mean, I don't know if I'm going off topic here, but I'm thinking having, you know, you deciding, okay, now I'm going to pay everything at one time and that's going to suspend my license or suspend my license for or give me at least 1 year where I can't drive. You're talking about a hardship. Is there any exception to that rule? If I want to pay off all my tickets, is there any exception where I can immediately start driving again?
I think you're confusing regular traffic tickets with HTO. HTO is only caused by very specific things like driving on license suspended. So when you just have a bunch of tickets that don't have to do with driving on license suspended, you'll end up, let's say you have six and you pay them all at one time, that's 18 points usually.
No,
suspend your license for possibly 6 months. But again, even if you pay them, I can go back in and reopen them and get some of the points withheld, which will undo the suspension.
Ah, okay. So there are things that you can do to make sure that this hardship thing doesn't occur in our life.
Again, the hardship license only has to do with the HTO suspension. We're just talking about regular tickets. The HTO only comes in with very specific scenarios on a suspended license.
Okay. So let's talk about anything other as that we can do with these habitual traffic offenders in Florida.
What we can do with them?
Yeah, anything else that we've not discussed that is important for us to know?
I think it's important to let people know that there is a way to undo the suspension. There has been, I can think of maybe only two cases over the last 5 years that I wasn't able to lift the suspension. And that just has to do with their driving record. There's no opportunity to reopen cases. But they just need to realize that if you have an HTO suspension, get a driving record, call me, and I may be able to find a way to undo it so you don't have to suffer through it for 5 years.
So people, I think the reason, the big myth, if I don't have the money to pay for a ticket, how am I going to pay for an attorney? How can you kind of calm them down to say that this is going to be probably better for them to contact an attorney in the long run?
Yeah, it just depends. I mean, I'll give you an example. If we have to reopen, let's say one ticket to, and it will fix the suspension, usually it's between $500 and $750 for me to do it. Mm-hmm. There may be some other issues that are holding their license other than the HTO. But if it's just two simple civil tickets that we need to reopen, that it's not going to be very expensive. I mean, if you think about it in the long run, you're not driving. What are you paying for an Uber? Or you can't hold a job in Jacksonville without a driver's license. Then you really need to try and
get a lot of money.
Correct.
Yeah. If you're in that situation, and many people decide to just ignore the law and continue to drive, then they're really going to need you, right?
Yeah. And then you're facing criminal suspension. Yeah.
Now it's criminal. We haven't talked about criminal yet. We need to talk about criminal suspension here. And DUIs, for those of you who choose to drink and drive, please think again. And we're going to continue our conversation with Kate Messick of Messick Law when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. And remember, you can call 407-373-5959 or text me, leave a message. I have a question for Kate Messick. When we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com, we'll be right here waiting for you. The Lily McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
Everybody, my name is Kelly Gallagher. I'm a five-time cancer survivor powered by my sixth pacemaker and a new heart valve. How did I get well? I have the most amazing, incredible, integrative, alternative, complementary, adjunct, and functional medicine doctors that you could ever imagine. And they're all at getyourlifebacknow.live. 2 days, 16 doctors, news you can use. They have all the solutions of how you can take power and charge of your own personal health care.
And if you'd like to purchase this product, please go to getyourlifebacknow.live.
Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Have you been injured on the job and don't know what to do? Attorney Terry Bird in Jacksonville, Florida, will explain your benefits under the workers' compensation laws. He has helped clients for over 28 years, and there are no cost or fees unless a recovery is made. Call Terry to learn more, 904-731-0990. That's 904-731-0990 or at lawbyrd.com.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. This topic is a difficult topic. Many of us think that driving is, you're entitled to drive. The reality is driving is a privilege. It is really a privilege. and we need to treat it with the utmost respect. However, every single one of us thinks, you know, I'm going to make it to wherever faster, or I'm going to go there and nobody's going to know. Who's going to know? You know what? Somehow, when it's a lesson that you need to learn, it, you know, they know, everybody knows. And when that happens, who do you call? You call Kate Messick. Messick Law, she's Florida attorney, and you can find her at, you can find Kate at, I'll give you the address, it's 6550 St. Augustine Road, Suite 305 in Jacksonville. Her number, the office number, is 904-619-2510. That's 904-619-2510. If you find yourself that you're in trouble and you just don't know what to do, it will affect your body. It will affect your the way you think. It'll affect the way you act. It'll affect every aspect of your life. Why not just get rid of it? Why not just do something about it and have someone help you, hold your hand through the process? I'm just telling you right now, Kate, you see great people at their worst. And I so admire you for what you do, because it's really easy to pass judgment on someone and say, hey, you did it, you pay for it. But there are ways that you protect people that we don't even understand. So let's talk about the criminal side. Let's talk about the criminal side and the DUI. Share with us the things we need to know and why you are able to help.
Well, I think, again, DUI can happen to anybody. That's the unfortunate part. So advice number one is don't drink and drive. It's sure. not worth it. The consequences are severe and extremely expensive in the state of Florida. Mm-hmm. And remember, if you ever enter a plea to a driving under the influence in Florida, it's a mandatory conviction. You have permanent criminal record. So again, the majority of cases, people hire us to try and get rid of the DUI, or at least break it down to a reckless driving. Mm-hmm. That way we can later on seal the record, hopefully. The consequences are severe. The cost is extensive. The level of embarrassment that people go through and the inconvenience with the license is just great. In terms of the driver's license, and I think you and I briefly talked about this before, mm-hmm. but when you are arrested for a DUI, implied consent law on the bottom of your driver's license that says, you know, this is a privilege. If you refuse to take the test, your license will be suspended for 1 year. That's an administrative suspension. If you refuse to take that test, the suspension goes into effect. If you blow and your results are higher than 0.08, the suspension is for 6 months. Again, remember, this is just on a first DUI. On second, third, fourth, things are considerably worse.
Yeah.
So we're just talking about the garden variety first timer. Then within those 10 days after your arrest, you can either choose to challenge that administrative suspension, that's for 1 year or 6 months, or you can immediately get a hardship license. Majority of people get a hardship license because you simply can't function in Northeast Florida without a driver's license. Mm-hmm. But DUIs are some of the toughest cases, I think, to fight. A lot of times they're more complicated than felonies because there's so much scientific data that goes into it.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's so, you know, in that situation, you're not at full, your faculty is not there. I mean, have you ever had anybody call you from the scene where they're being pulled over? Has anybody ever called you from there, or do they immediately get arrested and put in jail if they are found that they are under the influence?
Well, I don't think they're immediately arrested. It's no, I've never had anybody.
Okay.
I think there's some ethical issues with that too. That's usually a good law school example of, can you give legal advice at that point or not? Not arrested. I think people panic. Anytime you're around a police officer, people panic. So the advice I always give, take a deep breath. Just, you know, take a step back. Whether you were drinking or not, you're going to be nervous. I mean, even if you're getting just a speeding ticket.
Oh, I know.
You didn't have a drop of wine. You're still nervous.
Yeah. Even when you see the flashing lights and they just happen to be behind you.
Exactly.
And you pull over just in case it's not you. It's
like... Exactly. So I always tell folks, you know, keep your registration and your insurance card somewhere, you know where it is. I even give my clients a little, like a pocket with my number on it. You know, put your insurance registration in there, know where it is. It's that simple. Because what happens is when you get to the jail on a DUI and you refuse that breath test, now they're going to use everything you've done before as a sign of impairment. She couldn't find her registration. That's a sign of impairment, even though you're just fumbling through, you're nervous.
Yeah.
You know,
there's so many. And you know what I want to say, I want to also acknowledge our first responders, our police officers who are out there risking their lives, you know, for this is a serious violation and of trust as well. If you are inebriated or if you're taking medication, let's talk about medication.
Sure.
But these police officers and first responders, they risk their lives for us. Let's honor them back by being, you know, asking somebody to drive for us. There's Uber. There's so many different things that we can reach out to. We have options. Oh, and talk about, even if you have your key and you're decide you pull over and you're not going to drive, if you have in the you're in the front seat. So let's talk about how specific the law is when it comes to drinking and driving. And let's talk about medication as well. So.
Okay. So again, on a very basic level, in order for the state attorney's office to convict someone of DUI, they have to prove two things. Number one, you were either driving, that's the easy one, or what you're talking about, actual or physical control of the car. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have folks who fell asleep in the parking lot, the keys are still in the ignition, the AC is on, they're still in control of the car. The state could still theoretically prove that first element of DUI. And then the second one is obviously your breath alcohol level was above 0.08 or your normal faculties were impaired. Mm-hmm. So in terms of medication, again, folks always get confused. Well, I wasn't drinking. Well, did you smoke any marijuana? You know, because it can be impairment by drugs. It can be illegal drugs. It can be medication. Mm-hmm. Very frequently people come and they're impaired. But it's not by alcohol, and that still is enough for a DUI or for an arrest for DUI. And then we try to take it apart.
Mm-hmm. In a situation like that, you can help somebody.
Oh, certainly. I mean, it's still a DUI. It's just a different kind. Every set of facts is very different.
Now, I noticed that you said that you can have, when you are a DUI, can you have that overturned? I mean, let's say, can you prove that, in fact, that they weren't inebriated, that maybe they were reaching for something and it just so happened that, I mean, is there any way that you can blow or if you refuse to blow and you can prove that they weren't inebriated?
We don't have any burden to prove anything on the defense side. The state attorney's office, the state has the burden of proof in these criminal cases. Our job is, like I said, just to take pieces out of it, poke holes in the state's case. So it's really what you're talking about is to see, is there an opportunity for a motion to suppress that the stop was illegal? Correct. Is there an opportunity for a motion to suppress that the police officer perhaps didn't follow all the regulations when it comes to the breath test?
Yes.
You know, that's what you're talking about. And we explore that in every single case just to see, you know, what pieces of the puzzle we can take away from the state's case and hopefully get them to either drop it or break it down to a reckless driving.
Well, great, great. And it's so nice to know that there's somebody in Jacksonville that we can go to when we have any questions about these, because this is something that could happen to any of us. You know, when we think of a criminal defense attorney, we think of major cases, right? But driving could be a part of why we would need to reach out to you. Now, share why you are different than any other attorney in Jacksonville in the Florida area.
I hope that we're different. I think we're different that we, my response rate is very fast. And I also, we really keep our clients apprised of what's going on. Communication is number one priority in my office. And I also want to educate people. I want to know exactly what's going on.
Very good. Thank you so much, Kate. I really appreciate everything that you do to support the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. And thank you for coming out on a Saturday morning. I really appreciate that.
Thanks for having me.
And to you, my listening friend, the number for Kate is 904-619-2510. Please remember that when you are in need like this or if something happens, just call and ask the questions. She'll be there waiting for you. And we will be ready for you as well, worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.